What kind of outdoor games did you play when you were little? I know there's some of them where somebody counts and everybody else runs around and finds a place to hide.
Oh, hide and go see and all such as that.
Is there another word you have for that?
Shoot, play marble. Deep. I remember.
Did you ever call hide and seek hoopy hide? Oh, did you ever call it hoopy hide?
No, just go hide.
Okay. And what'd you call the place that you'd
run
for?
Find me.
What'd you call the place that you'd run for? What'd you call the place that you'd run for? The person that's counting would put his hand up against something like this. And this place had a special meaning. If you touched it, you were free. Call a goal. Do you have a goal?
No, I don't remember that.
Okay. You throw a ball and ask somebody to...
Gotcha.
Okay. I threw a ball and he hit. He
missed it.
He caught.
Caught it.
Okay. I have been fishing for trout, but I haven't...
caught anything.
Okay. There's no need to hurry. I'll wait. How would you complete that sentence? There's no need for you to hurry. I'll wait.
Until the next time.
Or I'll wait for you.
Well, I thought I'd say I'll wait for you until the next time.
Okay. A child wanting to get out of a spanking, or a student who fails a test and thought it was unfair, he might say, please give me another
spanking.
Or please give me another chance. Okay. If a man can always see the point of a joke, you say he's got a very good sense of
humor.
Okay. If you have a hired man who keeps on loafing all the time, you might decide to discharge him. And you'd say to a friend of yours, I think I'm going to get
even with.
Or I'm going to get rid.
Rid of him.
Okay. You might get a piece of paper and do what to?
Write on it.
Okay. And yesterday you... a letter. You
wrote a letter.
Okay. And many times you have a letter. Yeah.
Many times I've written a letter.
Okay. If you ask somebody a question, you usually expect a what?
An answer.
Okay. You put the letter in the envelope, and then you take your pen and do what to the front of the envelope?
Address.
Or is there another word for that? Do you ever say back a letter?
Get on top of it, on a little space, and give you the address.
But would you ever say, I've got to back this letter?
No, just put your address on the back of the envelope.
Okay.
And if you don't receive it, come back to that.
You might say, I want to write somebody, but I don't know his
address.
Okay. If a little boy learned how to whistle or something, his parents might say, who taught you that? Who?
You know what I mean?
Okay. You might want something to put on your dinner table. Your wife might, since you might go in a garden and pick some to put in a vase.
You can do lettuce, something like that.
Or no, that, something that was pretty, that smells good, that you can't eat. You might go out and
get out and go and do that pretty anyway.
Something that blooms in the spring. Or you go to a florist and you could get this.
Yeah, I don't know much about flowers.
Okay, but what do you do to flowers? You get them out of the ground. You
don't have to get them out. Okay. Put them out.
What do you call something that a little kid plays with?
Well, any kind of a toy. Okay. Animal, toy animal, or something like that.
Any other words for that?
Dog, elephant, toy, elephant.
Do you ever use the word play pretty or something like that?